Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
I heard from Steven's wife, Jane. It's Steven's birthday, and he takes great pride in his trees out back. But, you know, with all these storms, I figured, what if I called him as some sort of crazy tree guy who cut down all of his trees?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Doing fine. Who's this?
This is Peter Quill. Group Tree Services calling. Just coming around the neighborhood for the town, cleaning up some stuff with the tree service.
Oh, cool. Well, I know my neighbor's got quite a few loose ones. He didn't know how to shake them or pot them. They're all over the street. Do you get to clean them all up?
We got some that were out in the street we've cleaned up. Yeah, we're coming right down the street kind of. There's quite a bit down, as you can see. I'm sorry it took so long to get to your street, but we're doing some cleanups. So we just wanted you to be aware of it, you know?
No, actually, it's cool. I mean, I don't even like to be honest, I don't really like the guy, and I've tried to help him with the trees, but he wouldn't listen, and now the storm got him. But, you know, you got to know what you're doing. I mean,
you took some precautions. Your trees are all right?
Oh, they're all staked. They're all potted. They were all solid. It's incredible. I got a Japanese apricot tree. I don't know. You're a tree guy, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I cut them down mostly, but...
I don't know if you know this, but it's the longest lifespan of the grapefruit tree, and his name is Jacuzzi.
You named your trees?
I named all my trees. They're my babies.
You should talk to the guy at 1654, because, man, we just took down some really nice trees out back of that house.
Yeah, I think you got the wrong address.
No, no.
I'm 1654.
Yeah.
No, the neighbors, I think the Miller guy is at 1658.
Yeah, well, 1658's next on our list. I saw there were a bunch down back there, but as we're in the back of 1654, I was saying to my crew, I'm like, man, I don't know why anybody wants these trees cut down. These are beautiful trees, but down they came.
What do you mean, Danny?
we got them all cleaned up and right down. Now, do you want us to grind the stumps at all?
I don't even know what you're talking about. My trees were fine. I mean, I got a giant green that's 40 foot tall. I got a peach plum. There's no reason to take those down. I mean, I got a... You even know tree?
Yeah, they had a little bit of damage, so we cleaned them up and took them down.
What do you mean, clean them up and took them down?
That was on our list here. It was, at 1654 to clean those right up out the back.
What do you think? Trees are just trees? These are actually living creatures. I mean, I've had these trees. I've had Henry for 19 years.
You have a tree named Henry?
Yeah, my green giant, Henry, 40 feet tall.
Wow.
He's 19 years old. It takes a long time to get 40 feet tall, man.
It does not take long to get those down, though, let me tell you. Right out of there. And it's funny, because I was saying to my guys, boy, that backyard over at 1658, it feel like we should be in that yard, but our paperwork all said 1654, so, you know, we went ahead with it.
No, 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 no. I didn't ask for any tree removal. I would never do that.
Are you sure?
Yikes.
I'm sure. What do you mean, am I sure?
Boy.
You can't take down my babies. Where are you right now? I'm going to come. Where are you?
Guess we had a problem there. Well, you know, you might want to talk to about this.
Who? Your boss? Give me his name right now.
No, maybe you should talk to your wife, Jane.
Janie? What do you mean, talk to Janie?
Well, you know, she called us here at WROR, and she thought that, Steven, you could use a Brian Bell Buster for your birthday.
Okay, let me read. Oh, my God.
You ever listen to Lauren and Wally, Steven?
I do. You guys are funny. But you're funny, but my wife is not funny.
Not funny.
I don't understand how she did this.
Your trees are okay.
No! Wow.
All right. You can get Jane back on her birthday, but happy birthday from the Lauren and Wally Show, and thanks for listening
to
WROR.
Wait, can I call and get her? Oh, she'll know it's you because we already did. All right. Thank you.
Woo. Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.